Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The Israeli military said Hezbollah had fired dozens of rockets and several drones into northern Israel on Saturday. One person was killed in Haifa, and one drone was directed at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's holiday home. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Sirens wailed Saturday morning in Israel, warning of incoming fire from Lebanon with a drone launch toward Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house, according to the Israeli government in a statement. Neither he nor his wife were home, and there were no casualties. Meanwhile, in Gaza, dozens of people were killed in several Israeli strikes, including children, in less than 24 hours, according to hospital officials and an Associated Press reporter. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Netanyahu said the attempt of Iran's proxy Hezbollah to assassinate him and his wife on Saturday was, quote, a grave mistake. According to Reuters witnesses, at least four Israeli strikes hit Beirut's southern suburbs Saturday afternoon after an Israeli military spokesperson issued warnings on the social media platform X. The first ever G7 meeting on defense is being held in Naples this weekend. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma has more.
In his opening speech, Italian Defense Minister Guido Crosetto warns global conflicts are mounting.
The brutal Russian aggression in Ukraine and the indeed critical situation in Middle East, combined with the profound instability of sub-Saharan Africa and the increasing tension in the Indo-Pacific region, highlight a deteriorated security framework with forecast for the near future.
Crosetto tells delegates, on one side are the countries and organizations that believe in a world order based on international law. On the other, those who systematically disrespect democracy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Russia said Friday that it has swapped 95 Ukrainian soldiers held captive for an equal number of Russian troops in an exchange deal brokered by the United Arab Emirates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed the swap on his Telegram channel. Defense ministers of the Group of Seven major democracies support Ukraine's irreversible path to full Euro-Atlantic integration, including NATO membership, they said in a statement Saturday. Tokyo police say a man was arrested after throwing several firebombs into the headquarters of Japan's ruling party in Tokyo, then crashing his car into the fencing of the prime minister's residence. There are no reports of injuries. Police identified the man as 49-year-old Atsunobu Yusuda. Japanese media reports say social media posts believed to be Yusuda's show him complaining about the great deal of money required to run for office under Japanese law. Cuba's government said it was working again to reestablish electrical service across the island after state-run media earlier Saturday reported the national grid had collapsed for a second time in 24 hours. Pablo Herve is a teacher in Havana. We know the situation of the country, that the situation is really bad. Cuba's electrical grid first failed around midday on Friday after one of the island's largest power plants shut down, suddenly leaving more than 10 million without power. Human rights groups and some analysts call Italy's opening this week of migrant processing centers in Albania controversial and illegal. Dale Gavlek reports from Rome.
Italy's right-wing Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni hailed her country's deal signed in November 2023 but enacted this week with neighboring Albania to process migrant asylum claims there as courageous and remarks this week to Parliament. Under the five-year deal, up to 3,000 migrants rescued by the Italian Coast Guard in international waters each month will be transferred to Albania. A special immigration court in Rome ruled on Friday that it was unlawful for the government to send this first batch of 12 migrants from Egypt and Bangladesh to Albania for processing. The court said they had to be returned to Italy because their countries of origin could not be considered safe if repatriated. Dale Gablack, VOA News, Rome.
The United States National Hurricane Center said Tropical Storm Nadine made landfall near Belize City on Saturday, packing maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.